जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर्धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी गिरिवर धारी गोपी वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस कौन संस्थापकाचार्य विपरीत संस्थापकाचार्य इस डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवत महापुराणम की जय। जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे All glories to assembled devotee. All glories to assembled devotee. All glories to assembled devotee. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेः नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. నమో విష్ణు పదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీ నితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేషశూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామనే గౌరత్విషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుత దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. సో టుడే వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ కాంటో ఫస్ట్ కాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ నంబర్ 3 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 24. కైండ్లీ రిపీట్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ. తతః కలో సంప్రవృత్తే సమ్మోహాయ సురద్విషాం బుద్ధో నామ్నాంజనసూతః కికటేషు భవిష్యతి. తతః కలో సంప్రవృత్తే సమ్మోహాయ సురద్విషాం బుద్ధో నామ్నాంజనసూతః కికటేషు భవిష్యతి. తతః కలో సంప్రవృత్తే సమ్మోహాయ సురద్విషాం బుద్ధో నామ్నాంజనసూతః కికటేషు భవిష్యతి.
తతః కలో సంప్రవృత్తే
సురవిషా బుద్ధునాంజనసూత ఇకటేషు భవిష్యతి. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: దెన్ ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ కలియుగ ద లార్డ్ విల్ అపియర్ యాజ్ లార్డ్ బుద్ధ ద సన్ ఆఫ్ అంజన ఇన్ ద ప్రొవిన్స్ ఆఫ్ గయా జస్ట్ ఫార్ ద పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ డిల్యూడింగ్ దోస్ హూ ఆర్ ఎన్వియస్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫేత్ఫుల్ థీస్ట్. సో వీ విల్ రీడ్ సెకండ్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ పర్పోర్ట్. ద ఫస్ట్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద పర్పోర్ట్ ఇస్ టేకన్ యెస్టర్డే. మహారాజ్ పరీక్షిత్ సేడ్ దాట్ ఓన్లీ ద యానిమల్ కిల్లర్ కెన్ నాట్ రిలీజ్ ద ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ మెసేజ్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇఫ్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ టు బి ఎడ్యుకేటెడ్ టు ద పాత్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ దే మస్ట్ బి టాట్ ఫస్ట్ అండ్ ఫార్మోస్ట్ టు స్టాప్ ద ప్రోసెస్ ఆఫ్ యానిమల్ కిల్లింగ్ యాజ్ అబౌ మెన్షన్డ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాన్ సెన్సికల్ టు సే దాట్ యానిమల్ కిల్లింగ్ హ్యాజ్ నథింగ్ టు డూ విత్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ రియలైజేషన్. బై దిస్ డేంజరస్ థియరీ మెనీ సో కాల్ సన్యాసీస్ హ్యావ్ స్ప్రంగ్ అప్ by the grace of Kaliyuga who preach animal killing under the garb of the Vedas. The subject matter has already been discussed in the conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Maulana Chand Kaji Sahib. The animal sacrifice as stated in the Vedas is different from the unrestricted animal killing in the slaughterhouse. Because the asuras or the so called scholars of Vedic literature put forward the evidence of animal killing in the Vedas, Lord Buddha superficially denied the authority of the Vedas. This rejection of the Vedas by Lord Buddha was adopted in order to save people from the vice of animal killing as well as to save the poor animals from the slaughtering process of their big brothers who clamor for universal brotherhood, peace, justice and equity. There is no justice when there is animal killing. Lord Buddha wanted to stop it completely, and therefore his cult of ahimsa was propagated not only in India but also outside the country. Technically, Lord Buddha's philosophy is called atheistic because there is no acceptance of the Supreme Lord and because the system of philosophy denied the authority of the Vedas. But that is an act of camouflage by the Lord. Lord Buddha is the incarnation of Godhead. As such, he is the original propounder of the Vedic knowledge. He therefore cannot reject Vedic philosophy. But he rejected it outwardly because the Sura Dvisha or the demons who are always envious of the devotees of Godhead try to support cow killing or animal killing from the pages of the Vedas, and this is now being done by the modernized sannyasis. Lord Buddha had to reject the authority of the Vedas altogether. This is simply technical, and had it not been so, he would not have been so accepted as the incarnation of Godhead, nor would he have been worshipped in the transcendental songs of the poet Jayadev. Who is the Vaishnav Acharya? Lord Buddha preached the preliminary principles of the Vedas in the manner suitable for the time being. And so also did Shankaracharya. To establish the authority of the Vedas, therefore, both Lord Buddha and Acharya Shankar paved the path of theism. And Vaishnava Acharyas, specifically Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, led the people on the path towards realization of going back to Godhead. We are glad that people are taking interest in the non-violent movement of Lord Buddha. But will they take the matter very seriously and close the animal slaughterhouses altogether? If not, there is no meaning to the Ahimsa cult. Srimad Bhagavatam was composed just prior to the beginning of the age of Kali, about 5000 years ago. And Lord Buddha appeared about 2600 years ago. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Buddha is foretold. Such is the authority of the clear scripture. There are many such prophecies and they are being fulfilled one after another. they will indicate the positive standing of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is without trace of mistake, illusion, cheating and imperfection, which are the four flaws of all conditioned souls. The liberated souls are above these flaws. Therefore, they can see and foretell things which are to take place on a distant future dates. Mukham karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatam aham vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Paramananda Madhavam Asaduna Sadutadain Atinicho Chatakara Hanumum Chakadachin Premnamat Kanta Vespura. Hare Krishna. I seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak on this subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam and this beautiful section of chapter 3 entitled as Krishna is the source of all incarnations. So today I'll be speaking on the 5 points which Prabhupada has discussed in this purport. Then about Lord Buddha, what verse talks about. Then also there is a auspicious tithi of Akshaya Tritiya and also the beginning of Chandan Yatra. So let us see how much we can cover. So in this purport, first of all, like in this, Prabhupada has made 5 points. There could be many, but what I could gather, first and foremost point which Prabhupada is talking about is double standard doesn't work in spiritual realization. Hypocrisy doesn't work in spiritual realization. So this is what Prabhupada is talking about. The another thing which Prabhupada talks about is unconventional and unorthodox way of Lord Buddha. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna talks about Brahma Sutra, Rishibir Bahuda Gitam, means he gives authorities to supplement his statement of Vedas. But here, in this incarnation of Lord Buddha, he rejected those Vedas, those words of Rishis. So this is the method adopted by Lord Buddha. Third thing he talks about, seeing the big picture. That when Lord Buddha preached of not acceptance or no acceptance to Vedas, just think, if that time some Vaishnavas, the Neophyte Vaishnavas would have been there, what they would have thought about Buddha? Without having connection with the reality, they would have criticized, they would have spoken ill about Buddha. But here, the scriptures are glorifying. Why? Because during that time when Buddha was there, no one might have taken to the path of Vaishnavism. There might be some Vaishnavas because the parampara is going on. All the Alvaras we think, we see, we hear about, they must be over there. But they did not criticize. They did not object. Of course, they opposed the philosophy. But what was benefited during that time for general mass of people? And eventually, the same Buddha's incarnation helped. And Prabhupada writes, Acharya Shankar, Shankaracharya, to establish Vedas, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come and give the highest perfection of Vedic philosophy or Vedic lifestyle. So therefore, one must be trained in to see the big picture. That is what Prabhupada is talking about. Third thing, interestingly, Prabhupada glorifies this Ahimsa cult. If somebody takes to, if somebody, you know, here Prabhupada writes, we are glad that people are taking interest in the non-violent movement of Lord Buddha. So it's not just exclusivist, only my way you should be taken. But here, Prabhupada is showing such a magnanimity. Only if the slaughterhouses are closed, if this movement helps to close slaughterhouses, then no objection if somebody takes part in this movement. If something is achieved. And the fifth point which Prabhupada discusses is that authority and authenticity of Srimad Bhagavatam. He establishes that how kikiteshu bahuishyati, that such scripture which has been written by Vyasadeva is foretelling the appearance of Buddha, who is going to appear in future. That establishes the authority and authenticity of it. Whatever has been spoken, whatever has been written, is so authorized. And one can accept it. Why? Because it is free from all four defects of humankind. There will be no changes in this philosophy or the exposition of Vedic essence. There will not be any change. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam is spotless Purana. So these are the 5 points Prabhupada has touched in this purport. So as we understand now, we'll discuss about Lord Buddha. Lord Buddha, as described over here, is Shaktavesh Avatar of Lord Vishnu. The living entity empowered with the Vishnu Shakti or the potency of Lord to achieve certain goals or to establish the Vedic religion. And in different Kali Yuga, he accepts different ways. In the same Bhagavatam, in 2nd Canto, 7th chapter, 37th verse, 37th shloka, talks about Buddha accepting another way to delude all these atheists. But in this present Kali Yuga, Lord Buddha, what we hear about, son of Anjana, Siddhartha Gautam, and who has been glorified by Vaishnava Acharyas like Jayadeva Goswami in their hymns. Sadaya Radaya Harshit Pashughatam. So, this Lord Buddha established principle in indirect way. As Lord Krishna speak in Bhagavad Gita, that Sakale Neha Mahata Yoga Nashta Parantapa. By the influence of powerful time, the practices go on declining. And the Vedas who were supposed to, the Vedas which are supposed to elevate living entity from tamogun to sattvagun, the same Vedas, same scriptures misused, brought sattva, the people who were in sattva into the tamo. They were influenced or covered by ignorance so much that they did not even think about killing animals rampantly. So it's not learning of the book or the scripture important, but how we behave. That is the most important aspect of scriptures. These people, they were learned in the scripture. But their behavior did not match with their learning. And therefore, Lord Buddha had to reject what authorities were quoted. All those authorities. And established non-violence as the important principle or the leading principle. So we'll discuss a little bit about Lord Buddha's life. Lord Buddha was informed, means when he took birth and when astrologers saw that he is going to become renunciate. So please do not show him the miseries of this world. So his parents made sure that he did not see any kind of misery in the world. But one day, it so happened, he got married and he went out. Somehow or other, he got a way to go out. And on the same day, first time, he saw an old person. He saw a deceased person. He saw a person who has been carried, a dead person. And he inquired his charioteer, "Hey, who is this? All this? What is this?" He said, "This is the reality of the world." And as soon as he saw and he heard that this is the reality, these are the real problems of the world, immediately the renunciation developed in his heart and he gave up. And therefore, he is called Buddha. And who is a Buddha? Buddha is that person who sees all these things repeatedly again and again, goes through those things again and again. But does the thing he thinks that I can win or I will win the battle. This is the condition of a living entity. And recently, we can see that so many, during this pandemic, so many people are suffering. But there are people who are thinking, who are like currently enjoying the senses. They are trying to arrange parties and waiting when this pandemic will be over and will be again engaged in sense gratification. And during that, sometime back I had heard that tsunami had hit India and many coastal places and many people died. Many people were dead. So during that time, the beach where the tsunami had struck, after 1 week, so many people were like broken hearted. So many people lost their near and dear ones. So many people died. On the same beach, after 1 week, 10 days, people came to enjoy picnic and all other things. So the illusory energy is so powerful. Even after seeing repeatedly the miseries of this world, experiencing those miseries, people, they do not come out of the illusion. And therefore, somebody told that Gahano Moha Mahima. Krishna talks about Gahano Karmana Gati. It's very difficult to understand intricacies of karma. But some devotees, some people, they even talk about Gahano Moha Mahima. This is the power of illusion. It does not allow a Buddha to come out of that illusion. And therefore, Buddha teaches us that how to be aware of the reality of this world. And through his life, he gave many important lessons for us to learn. One time, a lady came to Buddha, bereaved of losing her son. She came with the expectation that he will revive my son. So she, in her hands, carrying her dead son, and came to Buddha. Kept that son in front of Buddha and expecting to do some miracle. Buddha understood that she is expecting me to revive this child. Buddha told her that I can do that. Only one thing I want from you, that please go and bring some grains from that house where there no death had occurred. जहां पर कभी मृत्यु हुई नहीं है ऐसे घर से कुछ अनाज लेकर आ जाओ. So she became hopeful and she went to the different houses asking grains. As soon as she went there, at first, immediately the person gave her grains. And she asked the question, inevitable question. Isn't it death occurred in your home? So he said, yeah, last year I lost my wife. So immediately she said, no, I cannot have. She went to another. The same reply, 2 years back, I lost my husband. I lost my grandfather. Wherever she went, she got this reply, somewhere or other, every house has lost someone at some time in their life. And she came back empty-handed to Buddha and told him that I could not bring. Everyone has gone through this reality of life. And she understood that what to expect now. I am losing my son is not the big thing. And in today's time, if Buddha would have been there and somebody would have gone, "Are, I am very much afflicted with corona." So he would have asked, "Jao us ghar mein jahan par kisi ko corona nahi hua." Isn't it? Who has not inflicted pain? Go to that country. So this is the sensitivity. How he preached that reality of life to this lady. Another time, a very angry person who was criticizing Buddha, left, right, center. And Buddha did not reply anything to that person. And he left silently from that place. So his disciple, Buddha's disciple, was there with him. And he told him, "Lord, why didn't you reply to him? He was criticizing you. He was using so many bad words to you." Buddha told him, "Let's see. If somebody brings some gift to you, he wants to give you some present. Koi gift dena chahta hai. And if that gift has some spoiled thing in that, and sometimes people give gift which is spoiled. So, if that gift is having spoiled things in it, and if he wants to give you, and if you don't accept that, what will happen to that gift?" So the disciple replied, "That gift will remain with that person." Isn't it? So who will inflict that pain of that spoiled thing? Well, that person. So similarly, when somebody is, because of his narrow vision, because of his little understanding, is offering some bad words, offering some criticism to me, I'm not accepting that. With whom it will remain? That spoiled gift. So disciple said, "With that person. Whom it will pain the more?" Well, that person. Of course, Buddha's aim was, or Buddha's philosophy was not to pain other. But the point he was teaching to his disciple was that to not get disturbed. And he is the incarnation of the Lord. He's been criticized, he's been used bad words. What to speak of all of us when we have been criticized, when we have been given some bad words? So we should not get disturbed, but focus on what needs to be achieved. And another time, one person came to Buddha and told him that, "I want to learn from you. Please teach me something." And Buddha said, "No, I can't accept you as my disciple." And as soon as this person was told that he has rejected me or he is not accepting me as his disciple, he became so angry at him. He started using foul language to him.
But why you are not accepting? Do you think yourself to be very much proud or and all these things? So Buddha said, see, look, what is the use of you accepting as a disciple? What benefit, what going to do good to you? How it was going to help you? And he gave a very beautiful analogy to understand this. He said, the pot, ghada, if that is kept under the water, upside down, ulta karkar rakha hai, and if you pour the water in it, if you open the tap, the water will not go in the pot, it will go out. It will be useless if the pot is upside down, if it is not in the right position. Okay, if you keep pot in the right position, but that pot has thousands of holes in it, even if you pour water in it, all the water will be drained out. Nothing will remain over there. And even if you put up, you bring a pot which is kept in a right position, doesn't have any kinds of hole, but filthy inside or filthy within. Gandagi lagi hui hai. Even if you pour water inside it, the water will not be of any use. Similarly, when somebody has to receive spiritual realization or spiritual knowledge, the pot should be kept in the right position, should not be with the holes, and should not have filled within. Only then that water can be used. So this pot basically means, once many times people come to take or understand spirituality, but they keep their ear closed. Aap bolo, hum sunenge. But now no change, nothing they want to accept, but want to prove themselves. That is the pot which is kept upside down. The pot with holes basically means hearing from this ear and yahan se chhod dena, living from this ear. So we hear, but we want to follow our own way, fulfill our desires, sense enjoyment. One time one person told me that, I'll attend, I'll hear, but I will follow or I will fulfill all my desires, whatever I want to do. You keep, but don't ask me to do anything else. And another was the person who is ready, who can gather, who doesn't have holes, who is kept in the right position, but there is a field within, having malice within, criticizing, belittling. These tendencies will also not help to uplift that person in spiritual realization. So he thought, what is the mood of a spiritual aspirant? What is the mood of a disciple? Or should be having this mood? So this is the life of Buddha, which taught us so many valuable lessons for an aspirant. So wherever good is there, we can accept. That is what our acharyas have did. So today, we have this very auspicious tithi of Akshay Tritiya and beginning of Chandan Yatra. Very auspicious tithi on this day when we were at home. So people used to buy sona, gold, on this day. With the thought that agar sona agar aa gaya ghar mein on this day, so it will be akshay, jiska kabhi kshay nahi ho, which will not be exhausted. With that thought. But in Krishna consciousness, we have a golden avatar in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can take his shelter on this tithi, so that the love of Godhead will not be leaving us in our life, inexhaustible. So many events happen on this day, on this tithi, There is also one similar tithi which appears in Kartik, which is also called Akshaya Navami, having the same significance. So what had happened on this Akshaya Tritiya day, this Satyuga which went in this age, it has started. Satyuga has started on Akshaya Tritiya day. Therefore, it is called Vaishak Shukla Tritiya. And this next Satyuga will start on this Kartik Shukla Navami on that day. That is also considered Akshaya Navami, something like that. So next Satyuga will start on that day. On this day, Akshaya Tritiya, Lord Parshuram appeared. Also, this is the day when Ganges, that fruit of Bhagirath Maharaja's penance, dedication and devotion, bore that day on that Lord Mother Ganga appeared on this Bhutal, on this earth planet. Then Pandavas, they received Akshaya Patra on this tithi, on this day. Also, Sudama, he visited Lord Krishna on this day. So he got inexhaustible wealth, material wealth, and as well as wealth of devotion. Puri Rath building starts today on this tithi. Temple of Badrinath opens up today. And it is said that the compilation of Mahabharata began on this tithi. Means Vyasadeva started reciting and compiling Mahabharata on this day of Akshaya Tritiya. And also we begin the most important festival is Chandan Yatra. Chandan is a very important in a way to give cooling, or when there is someone is experiencing pain of the material world or pain of the heat in this summer. So it is said that chandan is applied, it cools you down. The agni, the fire one which experience, it is cools down. And when chandan comes out, when it is rubbed against the rough surface of a stone, then its glories again comes out. And then we can apply that on the Sri Vigraha, Sri Anga of the Lord. Similarly, the devotees of the Lord, they are like a chandan. That is the difference between other wood and the chandan. Chandan, when it is rubbed against the stone, it gives more fragrance, it gives more application. Similarly, devotee of the Lord, when they are rubbed against the difficulties of this material world, their glories comes out in a bigger way. And that is what Lord does with his devotees. And that is the life of Shripad Madhavendra Puri. Because Chandan Yatra will be incomplete if we don't talk about or we don't discuss about Madhavendra Puri. It is said that the difference between different hills, there are very glorious hills in this world, in this universe. There is a Mandar hill, there is Himachal, and there is a Malayachal. So all these hills, all these parvatas, they are great parvatas. But one person, he says that amongst all these parvatas, I worship Malaya Parvat. And reasons he gives is very interesting. That he says that some people in this world or some parvata or some mountains, they are great in nature. They appreciate other great. But they look down those who do not match that greatness. there are fountains like this. They do not give any such heed to any other things. Mandara Hill, he is great because he's made of gold. But nothing grows over there. There are hills like Himalayas and all these things. There neem grows, other trees grows, and they remain neem trees, other trees in that mood. So they are, in one say, they are great, but okay, you are there, you be there. But the he says, quality of a Malaya hill is that whether it is neem, whether it is babul, whoever is growing on that hill, they turn into chandan. So such great people, he compares with this. There are few great people, they bask in their own glory. There are some great people, they recognize, okay, you are chota, no problem. We are great. But some great people, they not only themselves great, but those who are not that great, even turn them, transform them to be great. That is the Uttam Mahatma. So, Acharyas like Madhavendra Puripad, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupad, they are like a Malaya hill. They turn all, like babul trees, like all these living entities into chandan. Those can be useful in the service of the Lord. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was singing the glory of Madhavendra Puripa. Sri Mukhe Madhava Purir Amrita Charit Bhakta Gane Sunana Prabhu Kare Aswadit. He himself was relishing, no matter how many times he must have spoken. And he heard these glories of Madhavendra Puri from Shripad Ishwar Puri. So one point just I was thinking. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami talks about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he talks about Sri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karaha Vichar, Vichar Kariti Chitte Paibe Chamatkar. You will be astonished to see the compassion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And interestingly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his mission, or he started transforming, or he started that mission of delivering this love of Godhead when he visited Gaya. The movement of compassion or movement of God, love of Godhead started from Gaya. And Buddha, he also started when after he became enlightened in Gaya. So that living entity can go back Gaya from this material world. So this compassion is something, and that actually it is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is marketing manager of the product which Madhavendra Puripad has given to the world, the love of Godhead. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu marketed this love of Godhead throughout the world. Prema dekhi sevak kahe haiya vismit Krishna yehi harvasa hai yathochit. Why so much glorious is Madhavendra Puri's life? Because Krishna yehi harvasa. Krishna is fully under control of Shripad Madhavendra Puri. And whatever activity he did, Krishna did for Madhavendra Puri, hoye yathochit, is completely befitting to his character. Whether to become as a kshirachor, no, Krishna is known till this time or till this pastime took place. Krishna was known as makanchor. But after this pastime, he is known to be, he came to be known as a kshirachor Gopinath. Only for this, only for Madhavendra Puri. So we'll discuss whatever time is remaining quickly. few qualities which Madhavendra Puri Pad exhibited, which attracted Krishna's heart, that we will discuss. No matter what services one does, and Hanumanji did service of bringing Mother Sita or news of Mother Sita or giving that message of Lord Ram to Mother Sita. He also journeyed from one place to another place. Or whether Madhavendra Puri is going from Vrindavan to Nilachal Dham. The services does not matter. But what matters is what kind of mood, what kind of quality we exhibit while performing those services. That attract Krishna's heart. For us, it could be anything. So, the one important, like very striking for me, of one of the quality which Madhavendra Puri exhibited is of flexibility.
Parama virakta mauni sarvatra udasin gramya varta bhaye dvitiya sanghin.
That parama virakti is totally renounced. Silent, mauni, would not even talk to someone. Why? Because gramya varta bhaye, he was fearful that I may indulge in material prajalpa. Gramya varta bhaye, he was fearful. And dvitiya sanghin, he did not have, he lived without companion. Akele rahe, and he was enjoying that akela, means to be alone.
But as soon as he received the instruction from Lord Gopal,
he was completely atmaram. He was happy with whatever he was following. That was his sabhav. But as soon as he received instruction from Gopal, immediately next day, he took part into the organizing festival, managing, and all those things he started doing for the pleasure of the Lord. He did not reject. Oh, no, 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 no. This is not what Vitiya Singhahin. I will not be with the people. I will have to interact with them. No. He did. Not only that. One shloka says that he even arranged for the salary. He was giving salary to the people.
Puri kahe yehi dui ghisi be chandan. Arajana dui deha diba ye vetan.
I will give salary to these people. Please engage them in the service. So all this thing is from Virakta Sannyasi, is doing all such kind of management. Giving salary, checking out whether bhoga has been offered or not. Is pujari came or not. All this thing he did. And that is what Prabhupada did in his own life. This is what the quality of a Paramahamsa. They are always flexible. What is the need? If need is there, then they are ready to take part in that. Forgoing whatever liking, whatever follow, they want to follow. Another thing which is comes out in this is absorption.
Premamatta nahi tara ratra dine gyan, shane ute kshane pade nahi sthana sthan.
No distraction, no disturbance from external situation. Whether hunger or thirst,
premamatte tripta shudha trishna nahi badhe.
Generally, distraction happen when there is a less absorption or no absorption. Disturbance takes place because there is no absorption in service. There is no absorption in the process given by our acharyas. But when we absorb in the process, then external situations does not disturb us. Another thing which comes out in Madhavendra Puri's life is fearlessness.
Sange kavat nahi ghati dana dite तथापि उत्साह बड़ चंदन लाना इते
But he has to go through provinces which were governed by so many Muslim rulers. And not only that, he was not having Sange Eka Nahi Vata Nahi. His pockets were empty. And he has to carry this very, very valuable things with him. And although having a different religion, he would have to face so much of harassment, so much of, means, would be, persecution, isn't it? But he was fearless to carry that order.
म्लेच्छ देश दूरपथ जगाती अपार के मते चंदन निभ नाही ये विचार
एंड ही वॉज नॉट एट ऑल एंशियस व्हाट विल हैपन एंड इन दैट सिचुएशन उत्साह बढ़ा सो ही हैड दैट एंथुसियाज्म टू कैरी दैट लोड ही वॉज नॉट हैविंग सम ग्रज कि अरे आई कुड हैव सेव समवन Or I could have engaged someone else. I would have contacted someone and he could have done that favor to me. And I would have done my work. But no, he himself, Gopal wanted him to go. Giving up all his current engagement. So this is one another, and we also see that in Prabhupada's life, how he was fearless. He was having nothing in his pocket and went to the place where no one was acquainted. Another thing which comes out is indifference to the craving for worship or material opulences. And that same quality, even Baldev Vidya Bhushan talks about Arjuna. Why he was qualified to hear Bhagavad Gita. So he, one of the quality which he describes is uparati, indifference. What is that indifference? He says, what will I do even after achieving all these assets, all these opulences? I will not be able to enjoy them. I can't enjoy them. The same indifference we can see in the life of Madhavendra Bhai. No craving for any worship. Although there was opportunity to get worship.
ठाकुर मोरे क्षीर दिल लोक सब सुनी दिन लोक भीड़ हवे मोर प्रतिष्ठा जानी
दैट पीपल विल गैदर एंड विल वर्शिप मी थिंकिंग दैट और नोइंग दैट लॉर्ड गोपीनाथ हैड स्टोलन खीर स्वीट राइस फॉर मी एंड सच अ ग्रेट पर्सनैलिटी बट ही रैन अवे बींग इन डिफरेंट टू दैट ग्लोरी That worship. Pridelessness, of course, there are, like, he is a gunabdhi, ocean of gunas. So many qualities we can discuss. But this which can inspire us in our devotion and we can follow those things. Pridelessness, we can see that Gopal told him that I am appearing because I want to accept love from you. And the secondary thing is that I will deliver all the people of this world. So he was, Lord Gopinath stole kheer for him. He did not ask, just see. Lord told. And he came in my dream. He came to meet me personally. He was completely prideless. And another thing, with this we will end, alertness. As soon as that thought struck in his mind, that I should taste this kheer so that I can offer it to the Gopal over there. Immediately, he condemned himself. Well, what is this? You know? Although this is for the service of the Lord, he got that thought. So similarly, a devotee needs to be alert what kind of thoughts he is entertaining in his heart. Does he feel disgusted when he has to, he thinks about sense enjoyment, when he the thoughts of cheating someone, criticizing someone comes in his heart? Do we condemn or do we enjoy that? That alertness is very, very important for a sadhaka. This thought came and he left that place. When he gets such kind of thought, he plans to implement those thought in action. So this is the character and this is the real Chandan, or the Malaya Hills, which Lord Chaitanya has glorified. And this is what Prabhupada has given this moment for, so that each and everyone can become like Chandan by implementing the process of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we'd like to stop here. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. I'll just summarize what we have discussed today. We discussed about 5 points what Prabhupada discussed in this purport. Then we discussed about Lord Buddha's incarnation and the teachings from his life. We discussed about Akshaya Tritiya, the importance of Akshaya Tritiya, and the beautiful qualities Madhvendra Puri displayed through his life. Absorption, flexibility, fearlessness, pridelessness, alertness, and indifference. So thank you all very much. Sorry, I'm a little bit overboard. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nithai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.